Welcome. This is RAM Radio. RAM stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. The host of RAM Radio is Pastor John Coleman of Enter the Word, the Biblical Alternative. Using the Bible as his guide, Pastor John plans to equip the African-American Christian community with the tools that make the scriptures become clear for practical living and protection from the false teaching. Using the discipline of apologetics will open the eyes of the student of the Word to see God's absolute truth and the original intent of the scriptures. RAM Radio will challenge what you were taught about the Bible as well as your way of thinking and living in this world. God demands more from those who say, "I believe." Grab your Bible and pen and paper. Let's begin our study. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thanks, Mark Ramsey, and thank you for joining us here on August 13, 2009. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, "But sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks us to give an account of the hope that is in us, yet with gentleness and with reverence." Welcome to RAM Radio, the webcast. Which is the biblical alternative here in Los Angeles, California? Lucy Coleman Studio. Dear late wife, and what a privilege to just do these webcasts in her memory. So many nights, right, Mark? She saw us get in our car and drive all the way to Glendale.
That's right.
Leave her home at midnight alone.
She came a couple times.
Yeah, she came a couple of times and laughed at us and said, "This is not for me.
I am not going in that room, John Coleman.
This is your thing." Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. It is a privilege to have Mark Ramsey, Bob Klink, and myself here sitting here. And I hope that you can get that nice cup of Java or tea or Kool-Aid or whatever it is you drink and sit down and listen. First of all, I want to thank Ramey for the call right before the webcast. It was good speaking to Brother Lynch. He's telling us some interesting things that's happening, and it's just good to hear him encourage me, and I, in turn, encourage him. Now, many of you are coming to the website for the first time, and you are members of Grace Community Church, and I want to thank you for coming to the website for the first time. You've listened to the first webcast, which was given about a week ago. It's still up on the website. I plan to leave it up a while because what I want to do is, there's a lot of things that we want to cover. As a matter of fact, we may be adding to that. I really thank many of you that's been giving comments about the Mac check. I'm not talking about a Mac computer, talking about checking John MacArthur. And for those of you that love him the way that we love him, because I don't want you to pick up the attitude that we as Christians don't love John. We love him. And what we were saying last week were not serious accusations. Those were his words. If it doesn't pose you problems, well, okay with you. But it poses us some problems. And we're grateful to God that we can, you know, work through those problems. Now, what we're going to do tonight is I call this presentation Keeping It Real as we run out of time. I've been given the opportunity to read certain articles this week, as a matter of fact, this whole summer, since I haven't been teaching at the college, and it is good to be able to settle back and do what I do best, and that's a little research, to read things and to understand what's happening. Well, this time it was rewarding for me before I get back into the college system in a week or so. It provided me a chance to listen closely to what many in the church that call themselves conservatives are really saying. If you're a conservative Christian, as a matter of fact, I'm going to jump the gun because I got another article today that Bob brought to me, and this was in the August 2nd LA Times, because I've been doing a lot of research on Grace Community Church that I haven't had the time to do this. So now, since I have the time to read these articles and to focus on this, because I'm not grading papers and teaching philosophy, I would rather do the work of a pastor and an apologist than do the work as a philosophy instructor. But, you know, the Lord knows what he's doing. Listen to this. This was in the August 2nd, 2009 LA Times front page. If you're African American, if you're black, if you belong to the AME church, if you belong to a black congregation, what I'm about to read to you is common practice in these churches. They started off and they were talking about, well, it says the subtitle, "As some seek to oust the head of LA's first AME he stands firm. In other words, Cecil Chip Murray was the pastor of First AME. They called it FAME for years. Well, they have a new pastor in there now, and I'm going to go to the part of the article that shares with you what this new pastor has done. All right, I'm just turning the pages. You can hear it. We're very impromptu here. So, here he is. All right. I want you to listen to this. Listen to this. All right. His name is Reverend John J. Hunter. And then it says, has yet to escape the shadow of the man that he replaced, the Reverend Cecil L. Chip Murray. If you remember him, I did an interview with Cecil on the radio when we had great controversy with him. But I want to start at the article, and I just want you to listen to this. He replaced the Reverend Cecil L. Murray. Some congregants still grumble that he doesn't adequately visit the sick, talking about Reverend Hunter. He doesn't adequately visit the sick, and in a black church, they expect their pastors to do that. And the visitors are spearhead the social and political activism on police abuse, homelessness, unemployment, and other issues that, under Murray, help rocket the church to national fame. And it says, and Hunter has not entirely escaped the cloud of mistrust over his management of church and personal finances that has hovered over him ever since he's arrived. Now listen to this. Accusations that he misused church credit cards for personal expenses. Now let me say this, because I got a friend of mine in New York. He's going to be ordained a pastor in September. I told him over the phone, don't have your name on money. Don't let money rule the day. The question that he asked me, if I'm asked to preach out, should I accept an honorarium? I told him, no. If they give you an honorarium, if you don't need it, give it back and tell them to give it to the needy widows or something. But I was telling him, don't enter into the ministry with money on your mind. But listen to this. Listen to this. AME Church, African Methodist Episcopalian. They are one of the most liberal social activist church, besides the church like Barack Obama attended in Chicago, in this country for African Americans. Listen to this. For instance, it followed him to Los Angeles from the Seattle church. Those allegations were dismissed as untrue by the church treasurer there. But look at this, a public apology. But similar allegations soon arose in Los Angeles that last December, Hunter, check this out, acknowledged using First AME's credit card for $122,000 in personal expenditures on items including suits, jewelry, vacations, and auto supplies. In my life, I have never, ever garnished more than $35,000, maybe $40,000 a year as a minister. And this dude, wait a minute, $122,000 just in that. Hunter publicly apologized. Wait a minute. What is he apologizing for, gentlemen? He stole the church's money. He publicly apologized for embarrassing the church and says that he is paying the money back. Not everyone is satisfied by this. He says more than a dozen current and former church members, missionaries, and volunteers who say that that they once deposed Hunter have accused him of gross financial mismanagement of money and asked that the denomination's regional authority, Bishop T. Larry Kirkland, oh my God, he's a presiding bishop now. Those folk are in trouble.
See, I've heard that name before.
I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Every time before he preached, he sung that song.
Okay.
I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. And I told the people on the radio back then, beware of a man that says that. He's about to rape you of all the money you've had. But T. Larry is a big bishop now. Says to remove the pastor and his wife Denise and six executive church officers. In a document dated July 11th of this year, the group asked for an outside independent audit of the church's financial condition. And that's a huge church here in Los Angeles. It was a church that the mayor Bradley was in and all the rest of them was in the night that the riot started after the Rodney King thing. And they all said, I think we better go home because the city started to go up in flames. First day of me. It accused Hunter of misusing church credit cards, mismanaging his personal finances by failing to pay his federal taxes, and showing nepotism by hiring his wife to run Fame Assistance Corporation. They always do that. That's how they make their wives a pastor of the church. Got to put Missy in there. The church's nonprofit economic development arm. And by the way, this money came from the government, and Obama's into that, so you understand how that works. And other affiliated social services corporations. Listen to this. We tried to give him the benefit of the doubt to work with him, said Carolyn Milligan Hills, a 20-year church member, trustee, and missionary who signed the appeal for Hunter's removal. She better watch it, because some of these brothers would kill you if you mess with their money. But it is time for us to get our church back. They always say that. But guess who they put in there? Bob, they're not going to put in a man like me.
Another pimp.
They're going to put another pimp in there. Because that's all they do is they just, hey, we used to the pimps pimping us. So Hunter pimped them real good. Says Hunter dismissed the complaint as filled with lies and said that it rejected the sentiments of a just handful of detractors. These detractors in an otherwise satisfied congregation with, check this out, 19,000 registered members. Now, let me help you people. That church can't even seat 1,000 without hiccuping.
Now, how can he say it's filled with lies when they accuse him of mismanaging credit cards, and he makes a public apology apologizing for mismanaging credit cards to the tune of $122,000?
You ain't understanding it, Bob, because you ain't black. See, you can tell a black man anything as long as you got the clerical thing on you. They're going to believe it because they're hypnotized by your voodoo powers.
It's the bad Obi-Wan Kenobi.
There it is. He says, this one is with us. He's all right. He is okay.
I did not take the money.
Where's the money? I did not take the money.
Oh, man. But we have 19,000 satisfied customers, yeah. So it's okay.
19,000 people that like to hear a good hoop show when they go. The pastor and his officer said that they resolved all the financial issues. Hunter said that he is paying the credit card debt in installments and that he is advised by his attorney that the payment plan did not run afoul of state law prohibiting tax-exempt organizations such as First AME from granting loans to its officers without approval of the state attorney general. My God!
A loan. This was not a loan. This was caught a man with a hand caught in a cookie jar. And my question is, what happened to Grand Theft?
Come on, man. He didn't need the suits and the You have to realize, when he goes and meets with these other pimp-behind bishops all over the country, and they dress like that, they got the latest thing. He got to get him his new pair of gaiters. He got to get all of his stuff. And then his wife got to be flashing and dashing when she walk in there. And then they got to have the rest of the slaves that's in. See, that's why when I listen to my black nationalist brother on the street corners in the big cities talking about African-American Christianity, yeah, they're absolutely right. They're saying you buffoons have been taken suckers by these pimps. Wait a minute. This is in the L.A. Times. This isn't PJ talking. L.A. Times. Hunter also said that he had signed an agreement on July 2nd with the Internal Revenue Service to repay federal taxes, interest, and penalties as of last December, totaling more than $300,000. You know, how much is he getting paid a year?
Well, you got to triple that. So, you know, it's got to be at the minimum $900,000 or $1.2 million, somewhere in that neighborhood, to run a tax bill of $300,000.
Yeah, because I believe when Chip quit, he was a millionaire from doing that. And I'm going to tell you something, people. Man, there is big business money in Jesus. Goes on, it says, in a prepared statement, Kirkland, this is the head bishop, said that any grievance against Hunter must first go through the church's conciliation process. Let me tell you something. You're going from one pimp to a big pimp and say, brother, you're going to help me out? This is like the mafioso. Mm-hmm. That's all this mess is. And then it says, this would require that the bishop and other authorities meet with both sides and try to resolve the dispute. No, you only need to
mediate out of court. They're not going to get the feds, the law enforcement officials involved at all.
The bishop is satisfied. He says, but Kirkland also endorsed Hunter. Just do those $300,000 in back taxes. Now, how can he be a leader of any authenticity, leading a black congregation of decent Christian citizens? Wait a minute. The bishop says, currently, I am satisfied with the directions in which the church is going, and Pastor Hunter has my support, he wrote. Martha Doerd, the former chairwoman of the church's budget and audit committee, said that she agreed to the dissident group's request to testify to denominational authority. This is ridiculous. Oh no, this article's too long. I'm not going to keep reading it.
It'll go on forever.
It goes on. It talks about internet attacks and everything else. But just let me weigh in on this and say, see, I told you so. Like I said, this program is called Keeping It Real. But Bob has found something here. Share it with us. The article's too huge. I'm disgusted, but I guess people need to hear it. Bob is looking for a certain paragraph that caught his eye. All of this should catch your eyes. This is what happens when the machine gets so huge.
Right. The only thing that I wanted to mention is the internet attacks. It just says he's sometimes the subject of internet attacks. I'm sure that they would characterize this broadcast, a truthful broadcast, as an internet attack, including unflattering posts from bloggers such as Morris O'Kelly, L.A. writer whose Mo Kelly report posted a county document in April showing that the church owed $51,000 in unpaid taxes on a $2 million Encino property that the Hunters chose for a parsonage.
Oh my goodness.
See, so
Encino.
This is just a hateful internet attack with somebody with some genuine county documents asking some genuine questions.
Yeah.
They're put as stating that this is an unflattering post by somebody who is got it out for the pastor.
He's living in Encino. That's where Michael Jackson had his mansion, in Encino. And the church is in the heart of the ghetto in South Central.
Well, a county tax official said the current bill is $32,000. Hunter said that the church plans to refile for a tax exemption, which the county assessor's office confirmed that it denied last year.
Of course. Man, see, what they do, ladies and gentlemen, is that they take your money and they buy these properties, and then they fandangle it and put it in certain people's names, and then those people stay there, and you people are paying the notes when you paying your tithes and offerings. That's why they spend half of the service time talking about you need to give more tithes and offerings. That's what that's all about. Uh-huh. My God, that's sad. Is that it, Bob?
No, there's lots of it. But
oh my!
If you want to go to the LA Times website, I'm sure you can find it.
Yeah.
From Sunday, August 2nd, 2009.
That is sad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to my website and you scroll down, you will see a picture of Dr. John MacArthur sitting on a couch and a lady with a pad. When you type into that picture of Dr. John MacArthur, like I've just done, it should take you into another website that says The Transformation of John MacArthur's Grace Community Church and the Master's Academy International, how change agents are transitioning Grace Community Church and the Master's Academy into the New World Order. Now, I put that attachment there because many of you will be listening to the statements that Mark and I made on last week's webcast, and you need some facts. And if you really go to that article, and the article is by Bob Johnson and watchpair.com, and it has the date and everything and all those facts. If you go into any of the pages, he talks about what the church growth movement is and does a wonderful, thorough job on all this stuff. I'm just scrolling down. This is a horrific work that he's done. I told you last week during the webcast that I didn't think very well of Bob because I didn't know where he was going with this. But after reading all of this stuff and paying very close attention to it, and you know the man can be sued if he's lying. And ain't nobody got no lawsuits going for anybody. Just like that LA Times article. Now, if you really want to check out that page there, you're going to learn the truth by going to this particular Christian website, Watch Unto Prayer. Read the article, Transformation, that I just shared with you. It talks about how change agents for the church growth movement are transforming the church. It talks about that Christians can be attending a church infiltrated with Grace Community Church's ministry without realizing it. And then he talks about the origin, the occult origin of the CGM and how the CGM invokes demons and how to recognize this structure of the transformational language. These are some serious accusations, but you people need to go to it and read it. I'm going to leave it up. And a lot of you that maybe got some flyers at Grace Community Church this Sunday coming up, you're coming to the website and now you can read it for yourself, because they aren't going to tell you this at Grace. They aren't going to tell you about this. See, you've been had. Just like the black people's been had at the First Day of Me Church, you white peoples have been had out there at that church. Now, how do you live Christianity? Well, you're